Thank you and good morning. The Eureka City Council could make a decision regarding the hiring of a new city manager as early as next Tuesday at the next council meeting. The three final candidates met with two interview panels on Wednesday, a day-long affair that should lead the city to making an offer to one of the hopefuls. The city is currently performing background checks on the candidates, and Mayor Frank Yeager thinks the council will make their decision during the closed session of the council meeting. Fortuna City Manager Regan Candelario was one of the local experts brought in by the City of Eureka to serve on a panel during the interview process for a new city manager. Candelario is familiar not only with the hiring process and what that entails for a candidate, but also what happens after you're chosen as the new hire and take on a new position. He commented on the difficulty of staffing city departments in a small town.
For us as a small city with only 75 employees, we don't always have a lot of people in line. There's people that do a lot of different jobs and have a lot of responsibilities. So when you do lose some of those people in a small organization, it's harder to deal with because maybe you don't have the talent inside or the people that are coming up.
Candelario added that it's critical for his departments to cooperate in order to be successful.
If we only focused on doing the things that we do in planning department and weren't, you know, in tune with what's going on from engineering perspective and from the streets perspective and, you know, our wastewater treatment plant, we can't be that limited and that focused. We have to share and work together.
Two of the hopefuls for the Eureka job are from out of state and one is local. The rural county representatives of California have lobbied both Governor Brown and State Fish and Game to resume payments to 36 California counties, payments in lieu of taxes that have been suspended for 13 years. On Wednesday, two state senators introduced a bill that would request $19 million from the general fund for past due payments and also appropriate $2 million per year in annual funding for PILT payments going forward. Rural counties in California receive money from the state and federal governments for forest lands that cannot be taxed locally, and the loss of that funding has left huge holes in the budgets of those counties, including Humboldt County, which has lost hundreds of thousands of dollars per year when the payments were suspended. Humboldt State University is currently searching for a new president, and with yesterday's announcement, they are now searching for a new provost as well. Robert Snyder, who has served as the school's provost since 2007, announced that he will retire at the end of the academic year. President Richmond highlighted Snyder's work on guiding the school through difficult budget challenges, reaccreditation, and the recruitment of more students to HSU. And a reminder that Fortuna police are still asking for the public's help in locating a missing woman, 23-year-old Danielle Nicole Brooks, also known as Danielle Bertolini, who has not been seen in more than 2 weeks and who was last in contact with her family in January. She could be in the Fortuna or Swains Flat areas. Anyone with information is asked to contact Fortuna police. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
One morning in March can make a real difference for the future of a high school student. This is Jim Ritter with Humboldt Live, the Arcata High School Career and College Center, and the Decade of Difference Initiative. On the morning of March 12th, we will be coordinating our Job Shadow, which gives students a hands-on, real-life look at what a job or profession involves. Please call me at 839-5114 to sign up to host a student for Job Shadow. The Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Possession of marijuana has been decriminalized in both Colorado and Washington State, and while proponents of legalization in California, who have failed at the ballot box previously, consider another ballot initiative for legalization, opinions across the country are changing. The latest CBS poll indicates that a slim but consistent majority of Americans favor legalizing marijuana. 51% think it should be legal, while 46% oppose legalization. Those numbers have changed dramatically over the past 30 years. When CBS first polled the question of legal marijuana in 1979, only 27% of respondents were in favor. Mendocino County Sheriff's deputies arrested three men on Sunday night after receiving complaints about a loud party. When they reached the scene, they spoke with an adult male who told them that he had received several text messages from two female juveniles under his care who had been invited to a party on Riverside Drive and were now being prevented from leaving. After reviewing the text messages, deputies approached the door, knocked, and were met with a string of obscenities and threats of violence. Deputies also saw the occupants putting furniture against the door in an effort at a barricade. Deputies notified the three men, 18-year-old William Caneda, 18-year-old Mitchell Kespel, and 20-year-old Jaime Portillo, that they were facing possible kidnapping and false imprisonment charges. Deputies finally made their way into the apartment and arrested all three men and released the two young women. And that's the news on this rainy Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.